Today marks the 10th anniversary of Colorado becoming the first state to legally allow marijuana sales for recreational use. It's now a multi-billion dollar industry. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus reports.
New Year's Day 2014. Dozens of journalists crowded into a dispensary in Denver to witness the first sale. There were too many cameras for the small space, so the store owner had a plan.
Okay, so we're going to run through the sale one more time for those of you that could not get the pictures previously.
So the first sale was actually done twice.
I think there was like almost like a physical altercation between a couple of guys holding cameras. I won't name any names.
That's Christian Cederberg. He was part of the campaign to legalize cannabis. Across Denver, at Colorado Harvest Company, the line was long all day. Tim Cullen, the owner, said he heard some people grumbling, and an older customer interrupted them.
And he turns around and he says, "Hey, man, I don't care if we wait 3 hours. I have been waiting for 62 years for this to happen, and here it is."
Since that day, customers have purchased about $12 billion of legal marijuana in Colorado. The tax revenue from it has not solved budget woes, but it does fund things like construction of schools and rec centers. And marijuana possession arrests have dropped 71%. Before legalization, residents had to get paperwork from a doctor to buy cannabis for specific medical conditions. Colorado's then governor and now U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper didn't want recreational use legalized, but he's come around.
I was worried about the downsides that were widely predicted by experts, that this would lead to a dramatic increase in experimentation and consumption and frequency by young people.
A federal government survey says youth marijuana use has declined here since legalization. Still, kids in Colorado use more than their peers across the U.S., and cannabis opponents remain worried about high-potency marijuana and candy flavors. But it's hard to imagine going back. Nationwide, recreational cannabis is now legal in 34 states, bringing in $15 billion in tax revenue over the last decade. Again, store owner Tim Cullen.
You know, fast forward 10 years, and you have almost half the country with some form of recreational legalization. Almost the entire country has some form of medical. CBD has swept the country as well. I mean, it's a vastly different landscape than where we were 10 years ago.
And Cullen says the sky did not fall, as some predicted. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.